Chapter 6 Hans goes back to the raft and brings the gunpowder. He puts lots of it near the rock. He takes the lamp and lights the gunpowder. Then Liedenbrock, Hans and Axel get on the raft quickly and sail away from the tunnel. 3, 2, 1. A few minutes later, the rock explodes. Suddenly, the seawater runs through a big hole in the cave wall, and the raft goes with it. Down, down, down. The raft goes down with Liedenbrock, Hans and Axel on it. Minutes later, the raft is moving very fast through a big tunnel. Liedenbrock lights the lamp, and Axel can now see the luggage.
We haven't got much food there, he thinks.
Then the raft goes over a waterfall. Whoa! When they arrive at the bottom, water from the waterfall falls on top of them. Everything is dark and very quiet there.
Am I dead?
Thinks Axel. Hans lights the lamp again. They are in a small tunnel. They can see.
Look! We're going up now!
Says Liedenbrock excitedly.
Up?
Asks Axel.
Where's this tunnel going? Can we get out of it alive?
I don't know, Axel, but let's eat,
says the professor.
I'm hungry.
They eat, but soon there is no more food. It's hotter and hotter in the tunnel now, and the raft is going up the hot tunnel very quickly. Axel looks at the water under the raft. But there isn't any water now. The raft is moving on lava. Axel is worried.
What's happening?
He asks.
We're going back to the upper world,
says the professor.
We are in a volcano and it's erupting.
But where is this volcano?
Thinks Axel. Suddenly, the raft comes up out of the tunnel and into the sky. It is moving very fast now. A few minutes later, it comes back down and hits the ground near a mountain.
Oh, are we back in Iceland?
asks Axel.
No, this isn't Iceland,
says the professor.
Everything's green here. Come on,
says the professor.
This lava's very hot. Let's walk away from the mountain.
Liedenbrock, Axel and Hans get off the raft and begin to walk quickly away from the volcano. Soon, they see a small boy under a tree.
What's the name of this volcano?
Liedenbrock asks the boy in a number of different languages. Finally, the boy understands when the professor speaks in Italian.
Etna,
he answers.
So, we're on Etna in Sicily, in the south of Italy,
says the professor.
That's 5,000 kilometers from Sneifels.
Hans smiles for the first time on their long journey. After that, they take a boat back to Germany. When they arrive at the professor's house in Hamburg, Gruben is waiting.
Now you're a hero, Axel,
she says.
Please, don't leave me again.
Soon, Hans says goodbye and goes back to Iceland. Professor Liedenbrock writes a book about his journey to the center of the Earth. After that, he's a hero for scientists across the world. And Axel is the happiest man on Earth when he marries Gruben.